crushing victory over the Egyptians in the Sinai Desert, Israel took control of Sharm el-Sheikh and thereby ended the Egyptian blockade of the Gulf of Aqaba. A BBC report so far unconfirmed puts the Israelis in Ma'ila, the nerve center of the Suez Canal. Israel, though, says it does not want control of the canal. The Israelis now do claim control of all of Jerusalem. The Jordanians are fighting back only sporadically. ABC's Ray Maloney reports from Jerusalem.
This long divided holy city of Jerusalem was a place of incredible contrast today. On one side, the Israeli side, wild jubilation dancing crowds in the streets. On the other side, the newly occupied Jordanian section, a deathly silence, bodies lying in pools of blood, bullet-ridden vehicles, and all the havoc and destruction of war was an eerie, almost frightening silence. Just occasionally, a curtain on a window twitched aside, a child looked out and gazed at you solemnly until someone snatched it back behind the curtain again. Until a late hour tonight, the crack of sniper bullets rang out inside the old city, and always the steady rumble of artillery as Israel continues its advance toward the Jordan River. Ray Maloney, ABC, Jerusalem.
For 19 years, the Jordanians kept the Israelis from the Wailing Wall in the Jordanian sector of Jerusalem. Today, reverent Israelis return to the shrine of the Wailing Wall. And Defense Minister Moshe Dayan says Israel will never give up the newly won Jordanian sector of Jerusalem. The Arab states have cut off their oil from the United States, and that could conceivably put a strain upon the American effort in Vietnam. The Pentagon is moving to prevent that from happening. A Pentagon spokesman tells ABC,
Secretary of Defense Robert S. McNamara announced today that he is implementing immediately contingency plans that will assure a full and uninterrupted flow of petroleum products to Vietnam and everywhere else U.S. armed forces are deployed. The crucial fact is that all petroleum requirements of the Department of Defense will be met fully and promptly, and that military operations in Southeast Asia will be continued without interruption.
A spokesman for the Pentagon. Algeria says the Huilas Air Force Base in Libya has been set on fire and that a number of Americans working there have been wounded. In other news, the Senate has voted approval of the president's proposal for preventing a nationwide rail strike till 1969. This is the strike threatened by a dispute between the nation's railroads and six shopcraft unions. Dorothy Parker died in New York today. She was known as a writer and a humorist. One of her couplets was, "Men seldom make passes at girls who wear glasses." Dorothy Parker was 74. The Dow Jones Industrials rose almost 6.5 points today, trading more than 10 million shares. There's a lull going on in Vietnam, and I'll have that story in 60 seconds.